Jesus, forgive us. We have no idea how tender your heart is and how easily you are hurt. Please help us to be sensitive and aware of what we're saying and feeling when we must come to terms with your will for us. Amen. Today I was working on drawing closer to the Lord after my foolishness yesterday. Finally, when I got into worship, not only did we dance together, but during one song he began sobbing. At the time, I was telling him how deeply sorry I was for hurting him, and he was holding me very tightly. "I'm sorry I made you cry, Lord. That's a terrible thing, to make you cry, and over such foolishness. I accept your heartfelt apology and repentance, and I do forgive you. Oh, dear, it really hurts to know I hurt you. When you broke out in sobs when you were holding me, I wasn't sure what to think. But then you realized it was because I never want to lose you, Claire. And when things like this happen, and there is an accusation against me, it hurts me deeply that you don't trust my judgment. I understand it was childish and immature of you, but you've not seen how many souls I lose in exactly this same way. Something happens in their lives and they don't understand, so they blame me. I understand their thinking. Well, I didn't create the tragedy, I did allow it, and for many that is beyond comprehension. And they go away, some forever, some for the length of their lives, and some cool off and return to me, knowing my judgment is the best, and since I was willing to die for them, they feel they need to die to themselves for me, and they return. I wish I could tell you how many I lose when I must deny them something they feel they need or even just want. They are beyond numbering, though each of them are written on my heart, and I never forget them. And here we change the subject. I've been reading a book about angels, and Dancing with Angels is the title of the book, and it's very beautiful. And this gentleman spends hours dancing before the Lord at night in worship. It's been a long time since I've danced before the Lord in worship because we don't go to a church. And I was feeling, wow, I really need to do this again. And I did it tonight. But nothing happened. I just could not connect. All I wanted to do was come close to the Lord and be present to him. So he tried to explain to me why we didn't connect. And he said, well, there's part of your reason. You wanted to just sit here and be close to me. What's the other part, Lord? For each soul, there's a way ordained by me for them to come to their very closest to me. Worship for me is the most intense love and adoration. And yet the quiet way, in spirit and in truth, is more real to many because we are alone together. And they can let their true sentiments out and bear their souls with the most intense love. Others wish to make a joyful sound and find their path to intimacy in the midst of praise. And that has happened to me in the past. Oh, my Claire, it is different with each soul and their seasons, and yet all come to the place of being ignited and united in me. Just as styles of music and language change from culture to culture, it is not right for anyone to criticize the worship of another group because of their personal or cultural bias. I hear the heart, whether it be joyous African worship or joyous Gregorian chant music, rap, and even rock and roll. To say that soaking and dwelling music is New Age is to do it a very great disservice. To say that it brings in demons is very close to blaspheming my spirit, because many of those songs, and here I was thinking of Julie Drew, have come directly from heaven to comfort and draw my children into the most intimate places. Cultivate true discernment, and you will see my angels dancing in every form of worship that comes from the heart. With each culture, each changing of the guard and generation, there are revolutions in music. Oh, when will you who call yourselves my people stop judging your brothers and sisters on the basis of cultural bias? When will you stop ripping my body apart because it doesn't suit your tastes? When you do these things, do you imagine that your worship is pleasing to me? Wash the blood of those you falsely accused off your hands before you offer the sacrifice of praise to me. That was the end of the Lord's message there. And I'd like to take a moment and share with you that certain people have taken it upon themselves to judge other musicians. We are living now in a day and age when new music is being created from fresh discoveries in technology. I, for one, was saved while a moody blues song was playing. It was very electronic and out of this world, but it was unmistakably a striking conversion that's lasted 40 years. The Lord used this music, or let's say He allowed this music, in the background while I was receiving a visitation from Holy Spirit. And it instantly changed my life forever. I believe the Spirit of God can override the intentions of any music created. God is sovereign, and He has no need for classical hymns to be playing in the background when He wants to visit a soul. But I want to make a distinction here between the music industry's term, New Age, and the religious term, New Age. Unfortunately, and I'm sure Satan was in on this one, the enemy has pigeonholed quiet, gentle, relaxing music as being New Age. So if a Christian writes music that is quiet, gentle, and relaxing, they are stripped of their Christian witness and called New Age. That is so unfair and shallow and false. For instance, my song, Who May Dwell, Psalm 15, is tagged New Age. Another one of my songs, Healing Waters, is all about the Lord's sanctification of His bride and healing, and that's considered New Age. Listen to the lyrics, people. How can you call that anything but Bible-based truth? It's the sound that grates against their preconceived ideas of what Christian music should sound like that causes them to say things like, "Oh, that music brings demons into the room." Well, I wanted to make it clear to all of you that this is a great disservice and offense to the Lord Jesus, because one of His chosen souls, gifted with music, expressed their faith in their unique way, and it is being blackballed by some church people. Well, I have to say it as it is, really, by Pharisees. It's being blackballed by Pharisees. The external doesn't fit their description of holiness, so they condemn the content without really listening to what the song is saying or even giving it a chance to minister to them. Well, we must pray for these divisions in the body of Christ to stop and take no part in condemning other musicians who put forth their songs with great heart and concern for the body and body ministry. Please, dear ones, don't join in on conversations condemning other people's music unless the lyrics are disgusting and obviously satanic. Please pay attention to the lyrics and defend the Lord's honor in songs, because many of those songs are straight from heaven. God bless you all, dear heart dwellers. And soon I'm going to be giving you a report on stoves and firewood. We're beginning to take care of the families out on the mesa that don't have wood for the winter and getting wood stoves for them, and it's really wonderful. We're very excited that they're finally going to have heat out there. God bless you, and thank you for being a part of our mission.